The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. My friend, you're coming out here next week.
I am. I'm going to be at the infamous Stepforth offices.
Infamous?
Yeah.
Hey.
Haven't you been reading all the stuff about you? Oh, wait, no, that's not you. That's that other company. Okay.
No. Famous, not infamous. Jeez.
All right.
Legendary. That's right. That's right, Brasco. you will be blown away by our digs.
I'm just interested to see, because you're always posting on Facebook and Twitter about all the interesting things that happen in the alley behind your office. So I'm really, really psyched to see the alley.
Yes, you'll be very impressed, I'm sure. Well, you know what? I wanted to start by thanking everyone for posting questions and posting kind comments on our Facebook page. It's so awesome to hear from you. And you know, every one of you, we see it and we really appreciate it. And it's so awesome to hear that people listen to us all over the place. In fact, today, when we get to our questions, I made sure to put the first names and then where they're from, whenever I could anyway. Just to sort of show our listeners just how wide the show is listened to. It's pretty awesome. I really like it. And it's just, I don't know. I'm speechless, I guess. Where do we start now? There's lots of news, isn't there?
There is. The biggest thing in my world, anyway, and I think a lot of us that are dealing with small businesses, is the big announcement this week that Google Places pages are now being converted to Google Plus Local pages. It's really kind of shaking up things quite a bit. Lots and lots of conversations happening about them and lots of questions. And I think the problem is, just like what Google normally does, they're not rolling it all out at once. It's not like a black and white flip the switch and it's done. There's pieces of it happening over time. And it's been happening every day. Something's changing since they announced it, like, you know, the middle of last week. So people are confused. What does this mean? And what does this mean? I think the biggest thing is just to be patient, because Google Places pages are going away. There will not be any more Google Places pages. They will be Google Plus Local pages. The confusing part is that you're still going to manage your data and your information through the local business center, which you've always used for pages. Now it's just a display portion of it's going to be in Google Plus instead. So I think people are worried a lot about it, how it's going to impact their business online, but it's not a huge thing to worry about at this point. They may change other things down the road. How is it going to, you know, I have a lot of questions about it. How's it going to integrate with, you know, Google Plus Your World, for example? The Google Places pages themselves are going to be indexed. So now, you know, do you have a chance? Is that an opportunity to get on a page for your Places page and in the local search listings? So there's all kinds of questions that are still happening. And actually, somebody, I posted this on our Facebook page, now that you mentioned it, Ross, that we were going to talk about this, and asked if anybody had any questions we wanted to cover. And we did get a question. Someone wanted to know if there was still going to be bulk uploading for Places. And actually, it was Jackie Bese. B-E-S-E. Jackie asked, will there still be bulk uploading for Places? And the question is yes. You know, this was specifically addressed by Google already in the Webmaster Help forums, that you still, especially if you have tons and tons of businesses, if you're going to submit those to the Google location services, you can't call them Places anymore, but the Google Plus Local, do it through your local business center, just like you normally would with the bulk upload tool. Yeah, that still works just the same way it did. That's why it's kind of confusing, because they say it's going away, but you still use the same management tools. I think it's just more of an interface and a UI change and a name change more than anything at this point. Well, I guess I take that back, because now you can't do video in your Places pages, at least for now. My guess is that because Google Plus is so integrated with YouTube, they're going to figure out a way to get YouTube in the picture for local businesses, and that's going to be your video component. What was one of the other things that changed? Here's the most interesting thing to me is I've been following this for a local burger place by my office. So the day they announced it, I started looking at this burger place to see how it worked. And the interesting thing was that they had claimed their place's location. So they had a claimed page. And you go to their Google Plus location page, the local page, and it was unclaimed. So that was the question I had, and I was working through. They answered the question on the Google Webmaster Forums. Basically, they said they know it's a problem right now. They're working on it. So eventually, if you were claimed, you will also be claimed in Google Plus. Right now, there's just a disconnect between the two. So it's a big change, especially if you have a small business. But I think it's a good change in the long run because I think they're more focused on the Google Plus and making it really bright and shiny for everybody, which means that the lack of attention that Places got may go away. It's, you know, because there was tons of problems with Places, and everybody's complaining that it was broken, that it didn't work right, and you know there was nobody would come in and help and fix it. And now we know why, because why put some effort in something that's not going to be there 6 months from now? So they've been putting all their effort into the Plus Local.
It's crap. The whole thing's crap. I've been so impressed with Places. I mean, yeah, they broke all the videos weeks ago and didn't explain why. And, of course, what we know now is this was coming. Yep. But it's just everything's been so clunky. It's like they decided to go all the way back to 1997 when they started. And, ooh, let's just go back and, like, we never learned anything and create a new system. It's just been a mess.
Have you played at all with the new page, the new Local Plus pages? Have you looked at them?
I've looked at them, yeah. And actually, you know, the irony is when I go to, let's say I go to Google and I type in Stepforth, my company name, I'm logged in using the account that runs my Google Places page. And I see my company name and then it has my address, hide map, or I can unhide map. So I open the map up. And then I click on my name, which is my Places name. I go to the old Places pages still.
Even today, because they yesterday, on the business I've been tracking, that happened yesterday. Today, it was fixed. So have you tried it today?
Well, I'm doing it right now.
Okay. So, see, it's still rolling out. So it's still rolling out over time. So, yes, your business is not you know how they roll out things. You know,
I can get to it, though. I can get to the Google Places version. I just have to go down on the sides of Google, go down and I click more under the options for different types of search, and I click on Places. And then I see Google Plus page appear below my Stepforth listing.
Yeah.
It's just messy.
It is messy, and I think it'll get cleaned up. Something we should mention, though, is that the review system has changed to Zagat. And at first I thought, well, okay, that makes sense. They bought it. They had to use it somewhere. But what they've done is to leave a review in the system, you have to be logged in to either Google or Zagat, which is great because you don't necessarily show your name. So if you don't allow it to show your name, it'll say a Google user or a Zagat user left this review. But what it does is it ties it to an individual person, which means all those anonymous negative reviews are now can be at least tracked back into a fake account somebody made. So that account can be deleted and the review goes away. So if it's a real person, you know, you can actually turn it on so they can see your face and see your name instead of just a Google user. But that's up to the individual to do. But at least now, I think the review systems are not going to be as full of as much crap as they used to be full of. At least I'm hoping. Sure, we'll find a way around it.
Hey, do you know how this is a general newbie question here for everyone else to hear too. There's still no way that I know of to add another user to your Google profile, is there? Or Places profile?
I don't believe so. I think right now it's not like you can have an admin. It's all just one email address. It's tied to one email address. Trying to remember when they launched. I think for the pages in Google Plus, I want to double check, but I think they did add admin level, just like Facebook has admin access to those pages, which means, and I haven't checked this, it's a great question, does that admin ability now pass to the Google Plus local pages? No, it wouldn't, mm-hmm. because you still manage those between the local business center. So no, it's still one. It has to be still one address. And they have said specifically that you manage your business listings at the Google Places Local Business Center for now. They specifically added the for now. So who knows what's going to happen in the future.
Well, you know what really irritates me is if I want to go in there and make any edits or I shouldn't say that. If I want to see any reviews or do anything, it says sign into Google Plus to see reviews to people you know. And next to that is join, because I used a really old account when I created this Google profile listing, which I don't use anymore except for these odd instances. It's an admin account at gmail.com. And it's like, I don't want to create another Google Plus name for that. No thanks.
Yeah, I know. And it's a really interesting situation when you have multiple locations too with this new setup. So that's, I've been talking to a couple people today trying to figure out what's the best strategy to deal with multiple locations. Because really we have more options now. It used to be, you know, if you're a business, you had 20 locations in places, you had a business place for each of your locations. Well, now that it's tied to social, you have to kind of assume that, okay, people are searching for your brand and your locations. Is there a specific one of your brands that you want to, or locations that you want to show up for a brand search? That's kind of what you had to do before. Now you actually have the opportunity with the Google Local, the Google Plus Local. You can have a local page for each one of your locations, just like you should have. But now you can also have a brand page that's not tied to any specific address, and you can have the social site on your brand page in Google Plus, and then you have a Google Plus Local for your locations. The one thing missing for that strategy, and hopefully Google's working on this or thinking about this, is a way to connect your brand page to your location pages inside of Google Plus. You know, if they put that in there, it's a great solution.
Well, they'd be daft if they don't. I mean, I'd be just in awe.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think they probably will, but it's just a matter of where it fits in their priority list of things to do. You know what I mean?
Mm. But if I could only shake them. Anyway, it's a bit irritating, and I don't know. I'm not sold on this yet. I mean, I know it's going to happen, and whatever. You don't beat down the stuff that's going to happen anyway.
This is one of those things where it's like we don't have a choice. This is happening. We have to figure out how to deal with it.
And it actually comes to something that I thought that. One second here. I'm looking at our topic notes, and someone moved everything over to another document. All my notes. Thank you, Brasco. Okay. All right. Well, what I was going to talk about was this great – actually, fortunately, I still have the tab open here. It's at hugoguzman.com, and I love his stuff. He's got some good things occasionally. And this title of this article says, "Just say no to Google bashing and other unproductive endeavors." And it's true. Google's evil, sure, whatever. They took away some of the free traffic they're giving me, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of people that are just sob stories. Move on. You can't – there's no point. Just take advantage of it. And one of the things that – and it's a nice segue is one of the things he's talking about is how Google product search you now have to pay for to be in. And people are going to freak out and they're going to make tons of noise. But meanwhile, their competitors are jumping on that. They're going to take advantage of every single thing they can while their other competitors whine. And they'll get ahead of them.
Yeah, and we should talk about the whole paid inclusion thing, you know, after this coming break. But I think that's an important topic to cover for sure.
Yes, definitely. Well, good point. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit Location3Media.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
Webmasterradio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
Webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on Webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing the changes at Google Places, now being moved to Google Plus Places. And now we're getting into Google doing paid inclusion for their products system. And we'll give you a bit of an update on that. So first of all, what I really liked about what I was just saying was that Hugo's article was just that you don't whine. You just get to it. Once Google makes a change, we're all going to go, ah, but then just immediately pursue it. Get into all the different ways that you can take advantage of it before your competitors do, because most of them are not only they're not going to know about it yet in some cases, but when they do find out about it, they're going to whine and complain and not actually get to doing anything on it. And meanwhile, mm-hmm. you can make hey, while the sun shines. So,
and maybe it was your whining and complaining that tipped off your competitors that it was happening.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. So Google Product Search my head's been buried in the startup we're doing these days. But what I do know about this is that they've taken what was once a free place and they're now making it paid. And as a result, obviously, a lot of people are grumbling well, you know, paid inclusion, it's a very controversial area of
let's be clear, it's not really just product search at this point. And even Google Shopping doesn't have this yet, though it may come. The things that are really getting hit by this are in the search results, like the Google Hotel Finder and the flight search. When you're finding things like that, that when you're searching for those that kind of information and that comes up as part of a new search, like a hotel finder or flight search, those are great services, but now they're paid services and they're not being displayed as paid services. They look like they're part of the search results. That's the big problem.
Yeah. And does Bing charge for that?
That's a good question. I do not know.
Because, you know, as much as I hate to admit it, Bing is getting better by the day. And Google's pissing people off pretty regularly these days. Yeah. You know, if Bing doesn't charge for it, it's going to start getting more traction. And I'm hoping that does happen because Google needs a wake-up call in a lot of cases. But, I mean, do they really need more money here?
I don't know. Apparently they do.
Public companies.
Yeah. Do you ever really not need more money, though? Because if you get it, you'll find ways to spend it.
Yeah, I know. Jesus, yeah, they should just spend it on us.
Exactly. All SEO radio show hosts should get free Google driverless cars. That's the way it should be.
SEO 101 radio hosts. Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Oh, God. Those things scare me. But anyways, next thing you know, there's going to be a virus, and that would be a real trouble.
And you know where this really became evident, this whole paid inclusion thing? Because Google has recently launched comparison boxes. So if you go to these searches like flight searches and hotel searches, they have the comparisons. You compare rates to different places, and that's where people are getting advantages by paying to be in there. Because so to me, if you think about this comparison box and you go into Google, especially with the launch of the knowledge graph, and they want to tell you everything that they know about the world, you think, oh, cool, they're going to tell us what they know about these things and it's going to be unbiased. It's not unbiased, even though it appears to be. That's the big problem that everybody's having with this.
I don't know. Do you think it was a good move?
I don't know, because I don't know what's going on in Google's head behind the scenes. Personally, I don't like it, but from a business perspective, it makes a little bit of sense. So yeah. Does my explanation make sense? As a person, it's like, no, I want everything to be free. But as a business, like, that kind of makes sense.
Well, I do believe that Google's trying desperately to kill all SEOs from pure stress.
Yeah, it was very interesting in Europe at SMX. I'm just reading the article that Danny Sullivan wrote on Marketing Land about this whole thing. And a lot of it came out when they interviewed Amit. We've talked about him a couple times on the show. He's the main guy that does the algorithms at Google about this. And they flat out asked him, you know, what other verticals might shift eventually to the paid inclusion model. And his answer was literally, in every area, we're looking at the best possible model. Clearly, all areas are ripe for innovation, and that's what we're going to do. So that signals to me that paid inclusion, if they like what they're seeing and it works the way they want to, can go into anything, including these new business local things we were just talking about. Maybe businesses can pay to have an advantage when people are searching in Google Local. Who knows where this could go? And that's another reason why all these people are up in arms against this.
What else is in the news today? It's been a busy one. And like I say, I've got my notes here. Oh, your notes are gone. Maybe Brasco can reload those. I hinted well enough before, but... Yeah, Amit Singhal has a lot of very interesting things to say. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to answer a couple questions.
We love questions.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So we have quite a few questions to do today. Unfortunately, we don't have an hour to do it, but we're going to get to a couple of them at least. And anything that's time sensitive, I'll get to on our page. The first one that came up, which made me feel a little bad because I hadn't gotten to it yet, apparently, was the question about the hidden texts that are being added by particular WordPress pages. Now, we have found that, and by the time that this airs, you will definitely see that on our facebook.com/SEO101. That's the URL on our Facebook page. So please do check that out. And once again, I'm sorry for that delay. What's the next question there, John?
So Lewis from Vermont has an interesting question. It's kind of more of a statement than anything. He just wants us to comment on it. It says, all indications show that Google sees internet marketing agencies as a middleman and they want to get rid of them, or at least take over some of the functions that agencies do. He talks about some of the indications about with Google Knowledge Graph providing direct answers in search. They don't give keyword data anymore in some of the analytics data. They're putting salespeople out in Chamber of Commerce's to sell AdWords directly. And it goes on and on. There's tons of things. So what do you think about that, Ross? So is Google really trying to sidestep an agency thinking they're a middleman?
Mm-hmm. Why not? they don't seem to care. They just want the business, right? So they've ratcheted everything up to a fair level of evil. So I would expect that that's the case. These for example, he gives an example here of how he attended a Virginia seminar put on by for small businesses by Google, which was just really to sell AdWords, and it was pretty terrible. And he felt sorry for the business owners who were there. I've seen the same thing. I've had a lot of businesses that are clients that have come to me and said that they felt kind of ripped off getting quote unquote assistance from Google doing AdWords, because really Google should be doing what they're saying, which is helping the business make money so that they'll continue doing AdWords. But in many cases, they tell them, ratchet up to broad in AdWords, ratchet it up to broad match, spend a ton of money so that you can accrue some data, and then you can figure out what to do next. Well, that money they're spending is critical. I mean, it's everything they have in some cases, and they're just not prepared for that. And I don't think they're educating them well enough. But the fact of the matter is, Google is there to get the money, and if they are going to lose them, well, fine, they'll move on to the next person. I believe that a certain corporate coldness is likely and kind of hard to escape. What do you
think? So is there a case to be made for the fact that most small businesses can't afford agencies, and that when they try to do it on their own, and more often than not when they try to teach themselves, they do it wrong and waste even more money than if they had Google helping them? You know, I'm just trying to look at the other side of the coin. At some level, Google's help is going to help somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, but once you hit a certain threshold, they're not the solution you need, without a doubt. But if you're just trying to figure out how to do this stuff on your own while you're trying to run your flower shop at the same time, Google's help could be invaluable.
Oh, I agree. It's not always the case that it's bad. And I've seen instances of that as well. I should be fair. That said, I would say more often than not, it's been a bad thing. Were they better off than being alone and trying to do it themselves? I would guess so. But I mean, in most cases, they would have found someone to help them, either consult as a consult, so they don't have to pay them all the time, but someone just to say, here, this is what you need to do. We're not biased here. We're not Google. We're not telling you how to spend money on us. We're telling you how to spend money properly to get you money. And leverage Google as best you can. So, you know, Google's trying to take money out from agencies. Whatever, I can deal with competition. But when it's their own site and they're really not doing a good job of it and hurting businesses, I do have an issue with that.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And I can tell you, Get Listed a few weeks ago, we had a representative from both Google and Bing present. And it was really interesting to me that the gentleman presenting from Google did a really good job of not selling. He was really just talking about and informing, you know, the audience about how things work, you know, at the levels that he could anyway. And he kept it pretty basic. On the Bing side, they were very much a sales pitch for, you know, their services. So it was really interesting to see that.
Well, that's good. I love many speeches I've experienced from Google. I've found them very informative and like you said, quite, you can tell they're intelligent people and they're giving some good advice. But at some points, they get a little bit overbearing, I think. So, you know what? We're at the end. Oh, God, we got so many questions here, but we are going to get to them. And like I said, if there's anything... well, here's a quick one. I'll do a quick one here. It's from Mike DeWolf in Victoria. Because it's so easy, Majestic SEO, is it the real deal or what? MajesticSEO.com is great for doing link analysis. I do recommend it. Just make sure that you understand that many of the links that you're going to be provided when you do this, these reports tend to be out of date. So you're going to have to take that with a grain of salt with what you see.
They have two options now. Make sure you use these options. They have the historical data and they have the fresh data. Fresh data is the crawler data from the last 30 days. So, and if you look at the details, they'll actually tell you when links are no longer valid. Even though they count them, they say these ones have been dropped, but they still count them in your total, which I don't get, but they do. So you're right. It's weird data, but if you, with a little bit of use and understanding of how to use a tool, it's a very good one.
Excellent. Okay, well, everyone, thank you very much for joining us today. We're trying to keep these to 30 minutes on the dot. We just went over a minute or two, but we've got to do it, and we're going to work on some extra credit now for some other shows where we're not necessarily be able to make. So we're going to fill in all the gaps. You guys are going to not have any broken shows anymore.
and this air shows on Monday, or Tuesday and Wednesday is SMX Advanced in Seattle. I'm going to be there. If anybody's there, try to find me and say hi. I'd love to chat with any of you guys. So if you're at SMX Advanced, look me up.
Awesome. And well, thanks for joining us today. My name is Ross Dunn. I'm CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. And this is John Carcutt, the man, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital. And thanks for joining us today. You can contact me via email, ross@stepforth.com. If you have any questions or like some consultation or anything along those lines, I'm more than happy to help. Even send any questions for the show. That's fine. And if you'd like to contact John, it's @JohnCarcutt on Twitter. And that's the best way to reach us. So thanks for joining us today and have a great week.